Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Here's a buzzworthy insight. Most businesses are sitting on a gold mine of expertise, but treating it like a pile of rocks. They've got years, sometimes decades, of problem-solving experience locked away in their heads. But today, we're going to turn that expertise into your most valuable marketing asset.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Buzinski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy entrepreneurs. Last week, we flipped the script on traditional marketing focus, discovering why identifying your what needs to be more important and what happens before your who. If you haven't listened to part one yet, go ahead and back up an episode and listen to it first. It's a crucial foundation for what we're about to uncover. For those already in the know, remember our problem cluster exercise from last week? Pull that out if you did it. If you haven't, no worries, but you're going to want to catch up after this episode because today we're transforming those problem clusters into what I call your solution framework. Let me share a story that perfectly illustrates why this matters. Last month, I worked with Rachel, a brilliant operations consultant. She'd spent 15 years helping companies streamline their processes, but she was struggling to stand out in a crowded market. When I asked her to walk me through how she helps clients, she said something that made my marketing ears perk up. Oh, I just listened to their problems and fixed them. Here's some honey that makes money. Just is the most expensive word in B2B marketing. When you diminish your expertise by treating it as something that you just do, you're leaving serious money on the table. Rachel's just was hiding a sophisticated methodology she developed over years of solving complex operational problems. But because it was all in her head, she was reinventing the wheel with each client and struggling to articulate her value in sales conversations. Now, I want you to think about your own expertise like a master chef's recipe collection. You wouldn't expect the top restaurant to operate without documenting recipes, right? Yet that's exactly what most service businesses do. They keep their best recipes locked away in their heads. Let's change that today. I'm going to walk you through what I call the framework extraction process. This is the exact method I've used to help hundreds of businesses transform their expertise into a repeatable, marketable system. Step one, outcome mapping. Pull out a fresh piece of paper. At the top, write down the ultimate outcome you create for your clients. Not what you do, what they get. For example, Rachel's ultimate outcome wasn't streamlined operations. It was predictable, profitable growth without operational chaos.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
The more specific you can be about your outcome, the more valuable your framework becomes. Step two, milestone mapping. Working backwards from that ultimate outcome, what are the major milestones your clients must hit? These are your framework's core phases. Rachel identified four key milestones: operational assessment, process optimization, team alignment, and performance measurement. Step three, critical requirements. Under each milestone, list what absolutely must happen for success. These become your framework's subcomponents. Don't write down everything you might do. Focus on what must happen every single time. Let me show you how this transforms your marketing. Remember that fractional CFO I mentioned a few episodes ago? Once we extracted his framework, we discovered he had a unique five-step process for improving cash flow while reducing tax burden. Instead of marketing himself as helping with finances, he now had a proprietary system he could name and sell. Frameworks create clarity. Clarity creates confidence. And confidence creates sales. But here's where most businesses stumble. They try to include everything they know in their framework. Your framework isn't about documenting everything you do. It's about capturing your unique approach to solving problems. Think of it like a recipe for your grandmother's famous sauce. She might adjust seasonings based on taste, but the core ingredients and process never change. That's your framework. Flexible enough to accommodate different situations, but structured enough to be repeatable and teachable. Now, let's talk about turning your framework into marketing gold. This is where your why becomes crucial. Your framework tells people how you solve your problem, but your why tells them who you are and what drives you. Remember Rachel? Her why wasn't just about making businesses more efficient. She watched her parents lose their family business to operational chaos, and she dedicated her career to preventing that happening to others. That emotional driver transformed her framework from a process into a mission. My why is an interesting story. See, I started my first full-time business in 2005 after serving in the Air Force for 10 years, which makes me a third-generation Air Corps veteran. Both of my parents served during the Vietnam War, and my grandfather served in World War II. But I wouldn't say that I grew up a very patriotic person, but I did have an inspired view of our country. I actually joined the service out of necessity. I was stuck in a rut and needed to get out of California and get a college degree. 10 years later, I had traveled to 11 countries learning how awesome our country is. When I separated in 2005, I was unhirable because of the specialization I had in the service and the fact that I didn't finish my college degree. But what I did have was 15 years of being a part-time working musician and a disdain for my recording studio experiences. So I started a recording studio in Anchorage, Alaska, of all places. My mission was to reinvent how aspiring working musicians approach the recording studio and market themselves and their work. Fast forward 13 years and several pivots later, and I owned a multi-million dollar creative agency, which I successfully grown broke. How? By focusing on growth for growth's sake. See, I started my business out of necessity, just like I joined the service. But like my time in the service, I grew to understand so much more about myself and my values than when I started. So in 2019, I burned my creative agency to the ground and started a completely virtual company. It wasn't pretty. Actually, it was one of the most painful things I've ever been through. But through the process, I was forced to dig deep and get clear on why I was fighting so hard. And in that self-exploration, I discovered how much of a patriot I actually am. I discovered that I thrived to serve, to protect, and to teach. I also didn't want any other entrepreneur to go through what I did. So my why was born. I wrote it down. I now have a framed piece of word art in my studio to remind me of my why and keep it top of mind. It reads, I help entrepreneurs avoid the painful mistakes of growth-focused marketing so they can build sustainable, profitable businesses that serve their communities and strengthen our economy. Because I believe that a strong, small, and medium-sized business community are the backbone of American prosperity. Now, you might think this is grandiose, but it is the truth. Every word in my why drives what I do. It's why I do this podcast. It's why we launched the Buzz Hub Club. It is the why behind my now thriving company that exists for the sole purpose to provide predictably profitable marketing solutions for small to medium-sized B2B services businesses.
Here's a buzzworthy
insight.
When
your why infuses your framework, you're not just selling a solution. You're offering transformation. Your homework this week is to complete your framework extraction process. Take what you discovered in last week's problem cluster exercise and run it through the three steps we covered today. Next week, we're diving into the second pillar of B2B marketing, identity. You'll learn how to communicate your framework in a way that magnetizes your ideal clients. Remember, your expertise is unique. Your framework should be too. Don't worry about what others are doing. Focus on documenting your specific approach to creating results. Until next time, I am Buzz, reminding you that being boring is a choice. So stay buzzworthy.